on the 23rd of September, the United Nations Global Climate Summit will be held at the UN headquarters in New York. The UN has asked world leaders to come up with a plan of attack to reduce global greenhouse gases and emissions in an effort to reach zero emissions by 2050. Australia's own PM Scott Morrison has decided not to attend the proceedings, instead sending Foreign Minister Maurice Payne and Ambassador for the Environment Patrick Suckling. He also said that Australia's already outlined policies to tackle climate change such as it is. Joining us this morning is Dr. Ian McGregor, lecturer in management at UTS and member of the Climate Action Research Group. Ian, good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having me on the program.
Absolute pleasure to get you back on. So the latest report by the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change has a lot to say about our current climate situation, which a lot of the time we hear a lot of doom and gloom. Can you tell us a bit about their findings?
Well, the most recent report emphasized how important it is to stay below 1.5 degrees above pre-industrial levels. For example, the extreme heat event, 37% of the world population will experience extreme heat events under a 2-degree warming scenario versus only 14% under a 1.5-degree warming scenario.
And in terms of our current emissions targets, the Paris Agreement and the like, are we anywhere on track to actually remain there?
No. Well, the Paris Agreement objectives for all countries, emission reduction objectives, represent about 3.5 to 4 degrees of warming, so much worse than the 2 degrees that the IPCC compared the 1.5 degree target with.
So presumably this summit that we're talking about next week at the United Nations is looking to come up with some fairly radical stuff if indeed it wants to meet those kinds of targets. Do we have real indications of what might come out of this besides a photo op?
Well, the countries that are being allowed to speak at the summit, which does not include Australia, are countries who have made commitments above their more stronger commitments than their Paris commitments, or have made further financial commitments to the UN Green Climate Fund, which is being used to fund emissions-friendly development in countries. So generating electricity in India, for example, by renewable zero-emission sources rather than burning coal.
And, well, I suppose it kind of answers itself, but Australia's sort of current attitude towards those particular topics right now, what do you make of Scott Morrison's decision not to attend the summit?
Well, the bigger problem is the current government's decision to view its Paris commitments as adequate and to view the fact that it's even on track to meeting its Paris commitments, because we've had continuing increases in emissions for the last year and a half every month because we no longer have an effective scheme in place to get Australia's emissions to reduce.
Yeah, Morrison has indicated that Australia already meeting emissions reduction targets in terms of the Paris Agreement is quite enough for him, but is it sort of a bit of a bad look for Australia that we are saying we're going this far and no further at current?
Well, the first problem is we're not really on track to meet our Paris emissions reduction targets, which are 26 to 28% reduction by 2030. At the moment, our emissions are continuing to increase. So how we're going to reduce them while they're continuing to increase is something the government doesn't want to answer.
Yeah, my understanding is part of this is being covered by the credits we seem to have accrued in order to offset some of our emissions.
I don't think under the final versions of the Paris Agreement the credits will be allowed to be carried forward. The credits are under the Kyoto Protocol, and the Paris Agreement is quite different, and I think every country in the world will stand against Australia, or almost every country, possibly Russia might be an exception, about carry-forward credits.
So it seems Australia is being, ironically enough, left out in the cold a little bit on this particular issue. going forward, I mean, we've seen, of course, you know, from Australia, Greta Thunberg has been making a terrific kind of impact around this discussion, travelling to New York and speaking with a few world leaders ahead of this particular summit. But the inaction by our government and the supposed desire by Australians to reduce these targets and to be seen to be doing something, it doesn't seem to quite match up, and it didn't really match up at the voting booths at the last election. Would that be fair to say?
Well, I think the only problem is, well, largely you can choose between one side and the other. And the research I saw indicated there was strong public support generally for Labour's stronger climate policy. It was things like, you know, the dividend imputation scare campaign, etc., that drove voters back to the coalition. So, and there was a recent report by the Australian Institute that indicates that Australians think the government should be doing more and taking making bigger reductions to emissions reductions, so that we're doing closer to our fair share in terms of emissions reductions. Particularly as we have almost one of the highest per capita emission levels in the world.
Well, Ian, thanks very much. Do appreciate you joining us, having a chat with us about this one this morning.
You're welcome. Thank you for inviting me on.
That was Dr. Ian McGregor, lecturer in management at UTS, member of the Climate Action Research Group, speaking to us about the UN Global Climate Summit. And, well, Australia not really bumping up its commitments like some of the attendees at that summit, unfortunately. Australia not exactly leading the light on reducing emissions at the moment. And I don't know, between our two major political parties, one of which did go to the election with that kind of commitment and now seems to be backing off. They seem to think they've gotten the message that nobody's particularly interested. You know, if it hits the hip pocket, I'm not into it. They are sort of not exactly leading the way, our two major political parties at the moment, on emissions reduction.